Blog Talk Radio.
Because he's going to place things on us that he knows we can handle. But we have to be willing to cooperate. We still have to do our part. A lot of times we ask God a lot of questions. You know, what can we get? Lord, bring me, give me. I want this, I want that. And we expect a lot from God, but we're not willing to put ourselves out there. We're not willing to step out on the faith that he knows we have. But we just don't trust ourselves enough with the faith that we have in God. So what are you expecting God for? What is it that you're asking him for? What is it that you want from him? And are you willing to cooperate? Are you willing to make some changes? Are you willing to make some adjustments? Are you willing to sacrifice some things to get what it is that you want? So I'm excited. I hope that you're excited about whatever it is that is for you. I know there are a lot of times I want some things, and then when I look at what I got to do to get it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm feeling that one, Lord. And we're a lot of times we'll backpedal, or we will just straight up ignore the voice of God to trust him. You know, what would have happened if Noah would have refused to make the ark? He didn't know anything about rain, what rain was. All he knows is God told him what to do, and he did it. He was obedient. He cooperated for over 100 years. It was like 120 years it took him to build an ark. Two animals, male and female, his family. And people were invited. But guess what? They didn't believe. Therefore, they were left knocking on the door because once God closed that door, that was it. That was it. It's like, that's all she wrote. So he expected a rain to come, even though he didn't know what it was. But his requirement in order to survive that rain was to cooperate, and that was to do what God asked of him, his family to do what he asked of him. The family had to trust God in him, what he trusted and believed in. He taught and instilled in them to believe that God would not have you do something if he didn't equip you to get it done. So expectations require cooperation from God, from you, in order to get what you want from God. So what do you want from him? You know, I'm going to keep asking you that question. Are you tired? Are you tired of your situation? Okay, then if you're tired of your situation, what are you willing to do to make it different that God has been telling you to do? What are some things in your life that you've not been willing to let go of? Could be people, could be a habit, could be a lifestyle, it could be an eating habit, it could be anything, great or small. But what is it that you have not been willing to cooperate with when it comes to what God is requesting of you? We are asking for so much. We ask God for so much covering, protection, healing, you know, deliverance, keep our kids, and, you know, watch over our parents, we've got sick parents, anything. We want more money, more promotion on job. You know, we want a lot of things. We want a new car, we want a house. We want a dog, we want a cat, we want so much. So, but the requirements that go with having these things, do you want a brand new house? Or, you know, you got some things that go with that. You get a lot of money to get a house. Know that you got taxes. Know that you're going to have utilities. Know that you need insurance. The things that you're going to be required to do and have in order to have that something. Ours is the same thing. You have to have maintenance. Even with your home, maintenance, roofing, you got yards, you got lawns, you got in-house, you got furniture, you have so much. Then, of course, you have what goes in that house is your family. What are you doing with that family? To even have a husband and a wife, you have children. There are things that you're going to have to do in the presence of God, a family that prays together. That you be consistent in praying through the hard times, through the sickness, through the brokenness. A lot of times when, you know, your lady, y'all good for that. When your man loses his job, you lose the desire to even want to hang out with him or be with him because there's a lifestyle adjustment that is made. There's a lifestyle change that is made. And no one wants to go through those hard times. No one wants to sacrifice to get the good stuff, the stuff that they want. They don't look at, okay, got to take the good with the bad. Those are the things that we don't want to hear about. We don't want to hear about that. So what if Jesus decided, okay, I'll go down and I'll heal and teach and tell everybody about who I am. I'll raise some people from the dead. I'll bring people blind sight to the blinded eyes. And I'll remove demons from possessed individuals, but I ain't going to no cross. So what if, you know, he decided, okay, the Father expected some things from him, but the cooperation of Christ was what gave us the sacrifice and the opportunity to have. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? Where are you not cooperating when it comes to God? So what do you want from God? What are you asking God for? And is it a why me? Are you thinking that there is something else that you need to do that you don't deserve to go through something to get the greater? We reward people because of something extra that they've done. You get medals for something outstanding, or you went above and beyond what the call of duty. So, yes, there's an extra reward that goes with that. You know, bonuses on our jobs, you know, went above and beyond what you would normally do. So a percentage of what you get, allowances with kids. You know, we reward our children straight A's. They get, you know, a dollar for an A, 50 cents for a B, and, you know, maybe they don't give them anything for C's. I don't know. But we reward good behavior always. So why would you expect God to do any different with not giving you what you want because you're not doing what you're supposed to do? You won't go above and beyond for Christ. You won't step outside that box. What if Peter didn't step out that boat? You know, these are some things that show a faith level that God expects of us. Job, he trusted God even though he didn't understand what was going on with him. He didn't realize that the devil and God had a conversation about him, that he could endure it. But God trusted the faith in him. God trusted that he was a man. He knew that he loved God. He's like, you do what you want to, but you can't kill him. David, man after God's own heart. There were more great things that David did. But a lot of people focus on what he did as king. And he had his wife's husband or mistress's husband killed in the line of duty so he could get his wife's child died. You know, David didn't fall apart and go ask a bunch of questions. Why? Because he already knew what he had done was not good. He wanted God to know, I'm a wretch. I'm a wretch, Lord, and I have sinned against thee. He knew already what he had done. I sinned against thee. So what have you sinned against God with? What are some things that you knew wasn't right? You knew wasn't right. And you went on and did it anyway because it was what you wanted and you knew God wasn't going to bless that. So expectations, they require cooperation. You know, we can expect a result from a sin. We already can expect that. You know, there's some good going to come from some sins. There's going to be some bad to come from some sins because some sins are good to you. But the consequences is what you have to expect because of your cooperation. You know, a lot of people don't want babies. I don't want to have the baby, but you won't stop having sex, unprotected sex at that. So the surest way of you not getting pregnant other than Christ giving that baby to you or God planting it in your womb is no sex. That's the safest sex. You know, that's the safest sex from STDs. Nowadays, you can get the STDs just from somebody touching your hand. because it is just, that's how the world is. It's so wretched, so dirty and filthy these days. Germs are airborne a lot of times with some things. So you have to be careful. You just have to be careful. But what are you expecting from God? What are you asking him for? Your participation in something has an expectation, no matter if it's good or bad. Job, you work 8, 10, 12 hours, even 2, 3, 4 hours, doesn't matter. For so much money amount an hour, you expect so much amount of money at the end on your payday, period. That's just what it is, because your cooperation gave you what you expected. And a lot of times people are disappointed because of taxes and all of the deductions, but you know that's coming out your check. You already know you're asking questions, and if you don't know anything about that, guess what? The company can rip you off, and they're not going to correct it and give it back to you unless you call it to their attention, okay? So expectations require cooperation. You have to, you have a part in decisions that you make. You have a part. Expectations are mindset. It causes you to think some things through, planning, strategy. We talk about it all the time. We talk about it through in businesses. We talk about it in our lives and what we want to do with college and planning our school schedules and, you know, just life in general. But we don't want to have it to have a plan and expect God to do great things because we don't want to participate in things that God asks of us, because with salvation comes sacrifice, period. It started with Christ. Salvation, for us to get it, required him to sacrifice his life in a major way. So why do we feel that we're exempt from any type of hurt or pain down here on earth? Because of the sacrifices that he made. Expectations require cooperation, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be willing, and I know this seems like a little serious more than I am usually, but my mind's got a lot going on. Like I said, I'm in the transition of a healing phase, and a lot of things are going to be revealed to you physically on Facebook, social media. We're going to bring some things to you to show you what God is doing. But expectations, my expectation of how great God is here. It's showing up, it's manifesting. And it is because I was allowed to cooperate and participate with God in it. And I'm so excited for this journey to finally be. And we're moving to another level of faith and entrusting God in something that's even bigger than this. I can't imagine what that could be. But God trusts you with something great. He always has a way of course, first of all, him getting the glory. But then, of course, you shining. And he'll let you shine bright, like, I don't know who sings the song, but shine bright like a diamond. You're going to be shining bright because he allows us as people to get recognition. He allows us as people to allow other people to place us on pedestals when he is the one who is giving us the mind to get it done, the ability to get it done, the favor to get it done, the finances to get it done. He does it all. He does it. We are just tools and instruments that he uses. So we have to be excited when God wants to use us. So expecting the bad to go with the good. Not saying that you're going to size yourself, but just be smart. Be smart. Expectations require cooperation. So when you're doing some things, if you're lacking in an area, then expect some things to fail. Expect some people to tell you no. Expect something hard to come. Expect you to have to learn something. Expect things to shift, to expect it to get uncomfortable, because that's what God does. God didn't put us down here to be comfortable. Your greatest blessings are outside of your comfort zone. Your breakthrough is outside of your comfort zone. Your testimony of awesomeness with God is outside of your comfort zone, because only he can take you there. Only he can get you to what he's got planned for you. So what are you asking God for? And is it what he has for you? Self-examination has to be. Have you, many times we don't want to look at some things. And there are many places in the Bible of greatness, but there are individuals that have prayed and talked to God in real ways, not some real talk, as the kids say today. Real talk with God. In Psalms, you've got chapter 22, 31, you got chapter 51. Well, these are just books, really, but 46. And you have 31. These are all books of Psalms that you can go through and you can read and see the situations and circumstances where God came through beautifully. The outcome was how God answered them. He brought them through their situations and circumstances because These individuals, they spoke to God, they prayed, and they expressed to God their fears and how they were feeling. They were transparent with him. And God is true to his word, so we need to pray in the same way that we talk to our friends, the same way we talk to our families, our coworkers. We need to be willing to be just as open with God. Even though he hears all, sees all, he says to come to me, all ye who have labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. That's Matthew 11:28. So find comfort in that, to find peace in your cooperation with going to the Lord and talking to him. It requires your participation, your cooperation, being willing to do something. You've got to be willing to do something. There's another saying that a lot of people don't really care, but until you can show them how much you care. They don't care what you know. They don't care about your status. They don't care, you know, what you do. You know, we everybody's got this big horn-blowing toot-toot thing going on with Donald Trump, and I'm not going to give him a whole lot of space on my show. But don't nobody care until he can show he cares about people. And I haven't seen that. So look, really examine, ladies and gentlemen, when you're going out and voting. And I don't want to turn this into that type of political platform, but I need you to hear me. We need to be careful about who we allow in our ears. God says do not entertain the counsel of the ungodly. And we have to pay attention to those who do not give God the worship and the praise that he is worthy of. No man on this earth, no man, no woman, no child, no dog, no kid, no nothing should be able to be placed above God. He's a jealous God. He's a jealous God. So expectations, if you're expecting some greatness from people who are already shown that they're putrid, they're vile, their venom is dangerous and vindictive, their ways are not of God, then your participation in that, your cooperation in that, the result is going to be opposite of what you're looking for to happen, because they've already shown you who they are. Why you expect anything better, I don't know. That all who labor and who are heavy laden, he's the only one that can give you rest. God is, and that's Matthew 11:26. And none can come to the Father. You can't talk to the Lord until you've connected with the Son, which is Christ. And if we do not fellowship with and commune one with another on a level in which God can be pleased with our expectations of him intervening and him coming through and putting a cover, he continues to cover America. He continues to cover us as a nation, but we continue to also cooperate in the things of the enemy. We're trying to serve two guys, and he says you have to choose who you're going to serve. As believers, we need to stand up. We need to be able to be willing to trust the God that we serve, the God that we say is amazing, the God that we worship on Sunday, and the God that we pray to and call on when things are terrible, when things are hard, when they are ridiculously out of control. We call on God, but we do not want to do anything to give him the glory and the honor and the praise when things are well. So be careful what you participate in. Be careful of your cooperation with things that are not of God. Be careful, because you just very well may get burned. And when you do, don't blame him. Take a look in the mirror, because your expectations require cooperation in good or bad. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to leave with you Psalms 46:1-3. I'm going to allow you to read those. But basically it's saying that God is our refuge and our strength. And no matter what we're dealing with, when the storms come, when the sun is shining, when we can look like we're smiling through the storm, nobody knows what happens to you or goes on with you behind closed doors, but you and the Lord. And you're blaming him for the situation you're in. But your cooperation in where you are. Do you trust God enough to fix it, or do you trust God enough to get out of it? Do you trust God? He's given you the answer to your situation, the solution. He's given it to you. But it is up to us to be willing to cooperate. It requires our participation, our requirements. We do what we expect of God, the greatness that we want, the peace that we want. Lean not to your own understanding, but do trust in God, and he will lead you. He'll direct your path. I know he will, because I'm living it right here and right now. And trust me, those of you who follow me and you know my story, You are about to see some amazing things happen with God the Father. And I'm super excited to share it with those who have just been waiting in expectation with me. If your cooperation in joining me in this journey, you're gonna reap the benefits of seeing God work a miracle. So I'm Adeline Bass, and we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. May God bless you, may keep you, have a powerful, powerful blessing.
You ain't safe.